Passage 21. Two ways of thinking of history. There are two ways of thinking of history. There is, first, history regarded as a way of looking at other things, really, the temporal aspect of anything. From the universe to this nib with which I am writing, everything has its history. There is the history of the universe, if only we knew it, and we know something of it, if we do not know much. Nor is the contrast so great, when you come to think of it, between the universe and this pen nib. A mere pen nib has quite a considerable history. There is, to begin with, what has been written with it, and that might be something quite important. After all, it was probably only one quill pen or a couple that wrote Hamlet. Whatever has been written with a pen nib is part of its history. In addition to that, there is the history of its manufacture. This particular nib is a relief nib, number 314, made by R. Esterbrook and Company in England, who supply the Midland Bank with pen nibs, from whom I got it, a gift, I may say. But behind this nib, there is the whole process of manufacture. In fact, a pen nib implies universe, and the history of it implies its history. We may regard this way of looking at it, history, as the time aspect of all things, a pen nib, the universe, the fiddle before me as I write, as a relative conception of history. There is, secondly, what we might call a substantive conception of history, what we usually mean by it, history proper, as a subject of study in itself.